Good morning and welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm with Trent Hazen from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. It's 9 a.m. Sunday. Trent, what you munching on over there, dude?
Man, I'm hungry.
I know you.
We recorded this show at 9 o'clock at night and I hadn't had anything to eat today. I'm kidding.
That is not true.
I'm eating a piece of watermelon and a ham and Swiss on multigrain bread from the Rhino Market.
Yeah, Rhino Market's good. It's a West Side staple these days.
It is good.
Yeah, you're right.
I hadn't been in there in a while. It was hopping.
It's always hopping. I mean, that place does a lot of business. So kudos to them. It's always busy in there around lunchtime.
How many Rhino Markets are there now?
2,700.
Wow.
No, I have no idea. I think there's at least three, though, right?
I don't know exactly.
There's definitely more than one.
I only know about the one on the west side.
Actually,
I've been to the one uptown a couple times.
Yep.
COVID derailed me going there some because I just didn't go uptown.
I hear you.
Uptown shutdown.
Well, uptown's tough for a quick lunch spot. I mean, you got to find a place to park, got to pay to park. I mean, it's tough, man. Unless you're on one of those scooters, then you're good.
Well, the Epicenter auction, we're recording this on Tuesday. Epicenter auction happened this morning. I don't think they have many bidders.
No bidders. Did you bid on it?
No bidders.
Did you bid?
No bidders.
No bidders. Zero bidders.
No. I mean, the crazy thing is it's going to come back. It's going to be awesome, which is great. The uptown is the central business district uptown is going to come back. My dad used to always, I'm doing my hand in a circle. Everything goes in circles, son. What goes around comes around.
Like a carousel. Wasn't that from Happy Gilmore? Up and down. A carousel.
I don't know.
In a circle.
I don't want to see the west side and the south side go in circles. I want to see it go
just
up.
Just go up.
Because I'm a fan. But Uptown will come back and the Epicenter will come back. And, you know, they're talking about doing the big project, the redevelopment of the practice facility for the Hornets in conjunction with the bus station.
Yeah.
And taking the bus station underground, that's the other side of the railroad track, the light rail track from the Epicenter. So
correct.
I mean, you got a Ritz-Carlton across the street,
and you got a hotel on top of the dang Joker. I hear you.
So I don't know. Me, a couple years ago, we did a staycation. This is pre-COVID. We did a staycation. And this is when the Epicenter was thriving three years ago. Took all our kids. This is pre-Knox, so four kids. And we did a staycation for the weekend and stayed in the A-Loft, which is at the Epicenter.
Yep.
Really cool hotel. And we went, did the Discovery Place and walked through uptown, rode the light rail, did all the cool stuff. It was a lot of fun. Staycations are fun if you've never thought of one. And it was St. Paddy's Day weekend. We didn't plan that. And there was a bunch of green leprechauns that had been drinking a whole lot, bouncing around the whole uptown in the Epicenter. It was thriving with leprechauns. So it was a little weird. My kids were like, what's going on? I was like, stay away from alcohol.
There you go. There you go. Now that's cool. I think you and I maybe frequented or went to the Epicenter after an ACC football championship or two.
I think I lost an Andrew Roby jacket there.
I think that's what I recall as well. That was a long time ago. But yeah, I mean, Trent, staycations.
That was a long time ago.
Staycations are. I'm about to experience my first staycation tonight, but I'm not on vacation.
Where are you staying?
My hardwood floors are getting redone. I'm getting the boot over to a hotel by South Park.
Oh, right. South Park.
For a couple days.
Can't hide money.
Can't hide it.
Man, maybe you sleep on it or something. Is it in your mattress? Goodness gracious.
Yeah, man.
You staying at the Hampton Inn over there?
Nah, we got the Marriott. Marriott. I love when people call it Marriott, though. That's my favorite.
I've never heard of that.
Marriott. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there an Embassy Suites over there?
I believe there is.
I think I might have had a fun night on prom night at the Embassy Suites over at South Park one time a long, long time ago.
We don't need to get into that here.
Yeah, it was good.
I know what you're talking about.
It's parental sponsored.
That's it.
That was it.
That's a good thing.
South Park's thriving.
South Park is definitely thriving.
These Class A malls have come out of COVID well.
I figured it out. I mean, it's hot. I went there on Sunday, a couple Sundays ago. I think I told you this. And I mean, it was crazy how many people were in there.
Really?
Oh my gosh, absolutely nuts. I mean, it was like three rows of, you know, rows of threes on each side, walking two and four up. I mean, it was unbelievable.
We went rowing for her 13th birthday, my second teenager.
Yep.
Last weekend, went and she wanted to eat at Cowfish, which is outside. It's in the out parcel from the mall where Crate and Barrel and stuff is. And we got there an hour, hour and a half early and dropped the girls off, Tatum, Rowan, and Piper, little teenagers. And they wanted to go walk around the mall, so they did that. I drove around the neighborhood and got to be nosy for a hot minute.
There you go.
It was pretty cool. The new development across the street that incorporated the church property.
Yes.
There's a hotel over there. I don't know what brand hotel that is. Is that the Marriott?
That's not the Marriott.
It is. Man, I drove through that, through the center of that development, which is really cool.
Yes.
And
there's condos there.
It looks really nice.
Yeah, I mean, wonderful restaurant over there, Steak 48. I don't know if you've been there yet or not.
Did you hear me? You can't hide money.
Fantastic. Well, we went with J.E. Dunn, who actually built that, that location.
J.E. Dunn did build that. We had that conversation last week.
We sure did.
And we're going to get Josh McConaughey from J.E. Dunn on the radio here in a couple weeks. Talk about some big construction projects.
He's on the hook. He knows it. He's been communicating. We can't wait to have him.
Is he like a catfish?
I don't know if he's more. He's probably more like a striped bass.
I'm a catfish fisherman.
I understand. I don't see old Josh eating chicken livers, but maybe he would. We can ask him.
I catch catfish best with worms from the land at my house.
I got it.
When I buy worms at Dale's, the big fat juicy ones, the fish don't like them. And I think it's because they don't come from the land for whatever that's
native.
Worth.
They're not native. They know.
All right, we're going to talk about a worm. We got a worm coming on the radio today.
Luke Nays. Asheville. Roby.
I gave him a compliment about a month ago. He sent me a text. He listened to the radio. He wanted to show us he listens to the radio. So I'll save the compliment again. I'll re-give it. Open a new Asheville location for the Roby family of companies for Andrew Roby and our services. When we return, you're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. If you missed us on the last segment, you can always go back and hit the podcast At Home with Roby. We are where podcasts live.
Patrick, did you look at your notes to remind people to go back and catch the podcast on the last segment?
No. See, I'm a creature of habit, Trent. So I just
you are, man.
I do the same things over and over.
I wish I could get my golf game to be a creature of habit.
My golf game is not a creature of habit. I played at this course over the weekend. They hadn't cut the rough in 2 weeks because they've had rain in Indiana. It's called Victoria National. I told you a little bit about it in the text. Beautiful, but I didn't break 100.
Well, you sound like you or me.
It hurt bad, but a lot of fun. Part of the Dormy Network. I didn't know they were doing all this stuff.
You texted me that you golfed, and I felt bad because I was in the middle of something, and I didn't ask you how you played.
Then I sent you a picture of a German polka.
Yeah, I thought
band.
You were in Germany.
Strassenfest, Jasper, Indiana.
Hanging out with John Marino the last couple days. Mind you, Germany, old Mecklenburg Brewery. Check it out.
That's it. Well, speaking of checking things out, man, you got Luke Nays. We called him a worm on the last segment. He said that he was not a worm.
No, he said a worm is better than a fish.
A fish is not a good wrestling term. We get all that right, Luke?
That's right.
Luke Nays, how you doing, partner?
I'm doing wonderful. How you guys doing?
We're great. So, did you wrestle growing up?
A little bit, yeah. I was a wrestler. I got into it in kindergarten. It's kind of the thing that up in Wisconsin, a winter sport, not much else to do, so... Wasn't a basketball player and wrestled through college and
a grappler, huh?
A little bit, yep.
A grappler. What's that?
I think it's another name for a wrestler, right, Luke?
I'll take it.
You'll take it. Okay, I'm sorry. That's not like Greco-Roman wrestling. Do you need to educate us on the types of wrestling out there, Luke?
Freestyle, folk style, and Greco.
The only wrestling I know is the old NWA.
That's it, man.
National Wrestling Association.
Hey, some of that used to happen right here.
Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Back here at WBT Studio.
I was talking to Tom Fink the other day, one of my dear friends. He said when he came to Charlotte and was training for First Union in the late 80s, the first time he ever went into Old Coliseum on Independence Boulevard, he went to watch a wrestling match, and he said it was the Rock and Roll Express and Magnum TA. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That takes me back to the West Meck High School track field they used to wrestle out there. I used to go. Mm. I would get the Rock and Roll Express to sign a bandana for me. That's old school, Shar. You know anything about that, Luke?
I do not. No, I'm not privy to that. But I do know Tom Fink. He's a good man.
There you go. And it has been a guest on the At Home with Roby show. But, Luke, we're not here to talk about wrestling. We're here to talk about Asheville, North Carolina, and Luke Nay's future with the Roby family of companies in Asheville. You excited?
Yeah. That's right. I mean, I am located here in Hendersonville currently. We've talked about it being kind of Western Carolina. You know, we'll touch on that, I guess, in future segments, or, you know, as we progress.
Whoa. We'll tell you what we're going to touch on here. Yeah. Okay, what do you think this is?
Patrick's dictating today.
I'm joking. But proceed, Luke. I'm sorry. That was wrong.
But yeah, it's surreal. I mean, it's been 4 years in the making. When I met Dave McGuire back at App State, that was the goal for me and my family, to get back into Hendersonville. We actually lived here as soon as I got out of the Marine Corps and prior to going to App State. So I said to Dave, with or without this company, I will be over in Asheville, Hendersonville area. And he said, let's do it. So here we are, and it's been amazing. It's been a phenomenal. I've been here now with my family for about 2-3 weeks, and it's just, you know, changing altitude, changing attitude is what I hear, and it's true.
So you've already permanently moved to Hendersonville?
We're here, yes, sir.
Man, I'm obviously out of the loop.
Over there in Stanley, Gaston County, and got our butts over here.
Man, I was walking through the office the other
day. From a 6-bedroom down to one, so 3 kids has kind of been
aggressive.
I was walking through the office the other day, and I thought I slapped you in the back of the head. I got to figure out who I slapped. Goodness gracious.
Well, I wouldn't slap Luke in the back of the head. He's a grappler and a Marine.
He is a Marine. God bless you. Thank you for your service. About a month ago, I gave you a compliment on the radio and said Reagan said that you reminded her of my father, Ron Haston, because you worked on my mom's house. So you interacted with my wife during the day some. And I think y'all became pretty good friends, and that's the highest compliment you could get. And he was a Marine, and I mean, just a true patriot. So it's really cool to see this play out. We've talked before. Also, people ask me where we recruit from. I mean, the labor force is tough, but we like Appalachian State, and our Boone office allows us to have a connection there to recruit.
Yeah, it's a wonderful staff over there. The program I went through for construction management was top notch, and I would recommend you keep recruiting out of that.
How many students graduate from that specialty a year? Do you know roughly?
I don't think I have that figure, but I wanted to, you know, if I were just to put a ballpark somewhere in under 100.
Wow.
Each year. But it's growing. It's a growing department, you know, and they share a building with interior design degree as well, and it's an older building, but it's kind of a staple there and at that campus.
Well, I think it's really cool, Luke. You said when you interviewed with David McGuire at App State and then beyond, basically, we like these second home, Charlotte second home markets. That lend themselves and aren't that far away. So we like Boone, we like Asheville, we like Wilmington, we like Charleston, kind of. I mean, let's just keep it simple as that for Andrew Roby, for the custom office. And we've opened some shops that were further away, and we had to shut them down. The distance was tough. They weren't second home Charlotte markets. So we've learned a lot, and we're really trying to be patient. So I think it's really cool when you have a dream and we have a dream and things aligned and you come get boots on the ground. You like that Marine term. And you get trained up in our system, which is a blessing.
Yeah.
So you put in the time, we put in the time, and then the Lord blessed us and allowed us an opportunity to build a house for somebody.
We're building a client's dream, right? I mean, to add to the whole theme, I mean, his dream, our dream, and the client's dream property is what Luke's doing as a flagship project, right?
That's right. And honestly, I'd like to touch on that a little bit. We've got some family history where Amy's family's had the property we're staying in for I think it was her great-grandfather was a businessman out of Pennsylvania, purchased it, and it's still in the family.
That's so cool.
And then this client, who now remains privacy, but he's in a multi-generational owned piece of land he'll be building on as well, and it's for kind of that community. He wants to kind of put a milestone, a little keystone area where he can have all his family come visit. So it's a larger building that can house up to 12. So it's going to be a really, really sentimental journey with his family, and that's the way I like to do it. I mean, that's not to get sappy or corny, but
get sappy and corny.
And
love it.
And his parents are there, right? So you,
that's right, yep.
You will get to regularly spend time through this journey with his mother and father. Is that correct?
That's absolutely right. And his father has a lot of community connections here locally that are really going to play a big part in this project and really just keeping that community growing. And it's just, it couldn't have been scripted any better.
I mean, really. I mean, if you got a notepad and said, how does this look in 5 years, 4 years, you couldn't have wrote it down. Things never work out the way you plan them. I'm glad we didn't have it planned that way. And then, so that'll be our hub for quote, we call it the Asheville market, but you're going to hub out of Hendersonville. You're building your first, this first project is in Hendersonville, but we will be have our tentacles will go up towards the Highlands as well as Asheville. Is that correct?
We'll see where the market takes us, but I would say anywhere in that western Carolina, the Blue Ridge Parkway, all along that. You know, we got our Boone office, and we got now a hub down here a little bit further south, so I think we could hit pretty much anywhere for the right client.
But people don't understand. We've done some work in Asheville over the years for some Charlotte people,
yeah.
One-off projects. It's going to be great to have a full-time committed mm-hmm. office and leader. But Boone is like 2.5 hours away from Asheville. Boone's north, and Asheville's
right.
more south, basically
mm-hmm.
parallel to Charlotte. So for those, I never thought about that until
you're such a geography
start driving
buff.
Around. Hey, Luke, this is so fun. Will you stick around for another segment?
Absolutely.
All right, you're listening to At Home with Roby. Our guest today is Luke Nays, division manager for our new Asheville location at Andrew Roby, when we return.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services, along with Trent Hazen from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. I'm not going to tell you to go back and listen to the second segments on the podcast, but if you'd like to, you can. Trent doesn't like it when I say that. No, I'm joking around. We're with Luke Nays. Luke is the division manager for the Roby family of companies' new office in really Hendersonville, but serving the Asheville proper area. We talked about Cashiers Highlands. That kind of touches that spot, too.
The southern western North Carolina.
Southern,
market.
South. Yeah. Is that southwestern?
I guess, Patrick.
Sorry, I had to ask. That wasn't a statement. I had to ask. We're not literary buffs.
You're starting to sound like my wife.
But we are geography buffs, and we do know that what south and west is. That's pretty important.
You know, I have such an expansive vocabulary. I'll say words sometimes. Yeah. Reagan's like, I don't think that's what you meant.
Jody just looks at me, and I know. I'm
like leave my vocabulary alone, lady.
You're so smart. Nah. We've definitely married more intelligent women, that is for sure. Luke, it sounds like you did the same thing based on what you were telling us about Amy on the last segment. But no, man. We talked about Luke is in Hendersonville, living some old family land, which is so cool, and then building a staple project and second home market really is a great way for us to jump from Charlotte like we did in Boone and then filter in the services as they become available. That being said, if you are a person that is in the service business, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, I would imagine carpentry. I mean, we are always in need of people in both the Asheville and Boone market. And so you could be like Luke. You could hop out of Charlotte and head up to the high country. Would you say, Luke, changing altitude is what?
Is it changing attitude?
Is that a Jimmy Buffett song? No, that's changing in latitude. Sorry. But, so Luke, tell us a little bit. I mean, tell us what you can about the project. I know we talked a little bit about it on the last segment. And tell us kind of, you got here by way of the Marine Corps and Appalachian State University, but what about before that?
Yeah, before that, I mean, this is, again, it couldn't have been scripted this way. I couldn't have planned this, but I grew up in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and up there just kind of was surrounded with a lot of construction. My dad built log homes. My grandfather owned a plumbing business. So it just kind of was predestined for me. And after I I took 1 year of college up there in Wisconsin and realized debt was not going to be my friend. And I decided I would pay for my college through my service from the Marine Corps. So Marine Corps brought me down here to North Carolina, actually. That's where I met my wife. My wife's from Florida. And so we kind of, to appease both families, stayed here in North Carolina on some family property that her family owns. And it's kind of neat. We had a neighbor swing by the other day. And her grandfather was Jamie Buckingham. You may or may not have heard of him, but he's got a number of books and co-written, actually, with Billy Graham. So he stopped by and said, I remember back when Billy Graham was sitting on this porch, the same very porch I'm sitting on right now. So pretty sweet.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's pretty the deep history here is what really drew me in to being able to want to stay here. But then Roby was just hitting all the right buttons. When I met Dave McGuire, I knew that it was worth it to put my time in and learn from the right company and have all those right resources to do it right. And so we took the leap, and we moved over to the Charlotte region, and we stuck it out for a five-year goal of getting back, and it's been four. So
now unreal. Now, Luke, you're a craftsman and a carpenter. Once again, another attribute to my father. You like to do stuff around the house. I mean, your Charlotte local house when you were in Charlotte. You did a lot of work on that house yourself, didn't you?
I piddle, yeah. I tinker around stuff. I like to woodwork. I got a number of projects I need to get to always, but yeah, if it can't be done by me at my own house, and I guess I'll have to find somebody.
So you're framing this new house then, huh?
Yeah, I might as well throw the tool bag on and see what I can do. I'll get
the tool bag
the father to help me out.
I always think Patrick's a tool bag.
Oh, whoa! I don't even think you can say that on the radio.
I'm a worm. He's a tool bag. We'll take him.
Goodness,
right, Patrick?
Gracious, yeah. I guess that's what that's what we are. I guess that's how do you feel about that, worm? You can start calling me TB.
Dad always called it a tool belt,
or toolbox. I guess, I mean,
I still have my tool belt from when I was 14 years old. It's a nice one. I think that was a gift Dad gave me keep on working.
Oh boy. Actually, I'll give Trent some credit. I've gave him some credit on this show before, Luke. He knows a thing or two. One time after recording the show, I think I was a day where I had to go, I don't know, somebody was probably more important to me and had like a button-down collar shirt. After the show, Trent was like, hey, come, we got to run by this house on Roswell's Ferry. I got to frame something in real quick. And I'm like, do what? You did pretty good. You held your own. It was a fireplace. Remember that?
Yeah.
And he, you know, I was a helper in my I think it was a white Oxford shirt, and Trent framed in a fireplace in about an hour, and it was like no big deal, and off we went.
The fireplace installer was there, and he was going to leave if I didn't get it done.
Yeah, that's right.
So I had to do it, and then
can-do
attitude. I built that house, and I hadn't tried to build any more houses. I got my fix, my decade-old fix.
No. Oh, man. But it was, Luke, it was impressive. I saw it my own two eyes.
Patrick said, "After I didn't think nothing about it, and afterwards he said, I didn't know you could do that. I was like, where do you think I came from?
Well, I mean, yeah. I know, you know, but it's one thing to hear about it and then to watch it in action. I was impressed.
Maybe I need to tell you about it more.
Maybe I just
need to. Trent, I really got to see where you came from, where you grew up.
You know, they did.
Walls could speak, seeing what Ron Haston did inside those walls.
Talk a little bit about that, Luke.
What'd you find in the walls, man? Tell us that, too.
Oh, man, I found things that I know came from different job sites. He was thrifty. So, I mean, you know, you save it and you use it. You know, you're going to use it. That's how I think, and that's how I acquire too much things, and I don't want to store it anymore, especially moving. We had to purge a lot. But that experience, I mean, I'm not just saying this. I've worked for a lot of very important clients, and I would say that Billy Haston has to be the most important I've worked for.
That's good.
For me personally, I mean, she's a wonderful person. We got along really well, and getting to see where Trent and Travis and Taylor all grew up and make it new and fresh for Billy.
And you saw how
she was a trooper.
Luke, we have something in common. You saw how far I moved away, didn't you?
Yeah.
I like my roots, man. I moved next door. Yep. That's all I got.
I know where you live.
I don't blame you. That's a neat spot.
I used to make Dad carpool with me. He did not want to carpool with me. I was like, man, gas $3.50 a gallon. All right, get in.
Well, my favorite thing about that setup is when you I never witnessed this before my time, but when you were young, you know, like a Luke, a young up-and-coming whippersnapper, you'd wake him up at, like, what, 3:30 in the morning when you'd have a great idea and drag him to breakfast?
I did do that a couple times. I would read. I'd get to reading.
You'd get excited.
I couldn't go to sleep, and I'd wake Reagan up, and I'd say, Reagan, get up. I got to talk about this business plan. And she'd say, go wake your dad up. And Dad would sleep downstairs in the basement, so I'd get up, put my clothes on, and I'd go start beating on the window. And he'd pop his head up. He said, go away. I said, open the door. He said, go away. It's 3:30. So he'd come unlock the door handle and turn around and say, go away. And he'd walk back over to the ironing board and put his khaki pants back on and start getting ready. The whole time he's telling me to go back to bed. And next thing you know, we're at the Waffle House in Belmont talking about how to save the world. That's some good memories. That was good, poor man. I wouldn't let him sleep. I'll tell you a story about my dad, Luke. If I left early, like I'm talking like 5 o'clock to go into the office when I lived, this is, you know, working full time, living next door. If I left at 5 o'clock in the morning to go into the office, I promise you, if I came outside, he'd give it to by afternoon lunchtime. He said, what time did you come in to go in today? I said, oh, don't worry about me, buddy. Some people got to work. The next day, I don't know how he knew, but if I went out to my truck at 5, he was already gone. I think he let me go to bed. He'd just drive into town, drive around.
Yeah. So nothing proves a harder worker than somebody that can get up early.
Oh, man. I mean, it was like when you got stuff done back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, this, you know, the phone isn't ringing at nighttime and then early morning time. So, because everybody's sleeping.
Gets the worm.
Well, Luke, man, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of what we're doing together. If I'm going to put you on the spot, what's one thing you live by in life that is your North compass?
I would have to say very much, very true as of late. There's nothing more generous that you can give anybody than your time. We're all busy. Everybody's got a lot going on. Everybody's plate's overflowing. But if you stop and be present, it goes a long ways. You make connections. You make lasting memories. So that's what I try to live by right now.
Amen.
Very good advice. Very
be
sound.
Present.
Be present.
Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Huh? Be with me, man.
Hey,
we're
buddy.
Here together.
We got all the
Well, Luke, man, God bless you. I can't wait to see over the coming years your family grow and reroute itself where your wife's family is in Hendersonville. And watch the success take place and watch you serve all of our great customers. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it deeply.
All right. We'll be back in a second. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies.
How fun was that?
That's awesome.
That was great.
Well, I think it's cool that you know, Luke had a dream to get to Asheville or Hendersonville. Roby had a dream to get to Asheville or Hendersonville. Customer had a dream to get to Asheville, Hendersonville, and we're putting it all together.
We are.
I mean, it's just wonderful how that works out, and I think you said it a little bit on the last show. It's like we couldn't have planned it any better, and we're glad we didn't plan it. I mean, some things happen for a reason, and this definitely feels like one of those things.
And I signed a bunch of letters about a month ago that Luke and Christian in our office to our clients,
right,
to let them know about this new location that we're opening and tell them to keep us in mind if they have anything up in the area. We always need good vibes and good promotion. Hi, yeah.
Was that your karate chop?
That was.
I like it. Hi, yeah. Yeah.
I'm a karate kid.
You don't hear hi, yeah anymore, but I said that about 1,000 times when I was growing up. That was the go-to chop.
TJ, your mustache still looking good, man.
He's just saying that so you'll turn around and say, your mustache still looks
Reagan
good.
Reagan said, when people tell me my mustache looks good, they're lying.
No, I was going to say, yours
Whoa.
Is filling in nicely.
It's filling in good. TJ, I trimmed it up the other day.
TJ, you going to go handlebars with that thing?
No.
Let it come down.
I'm maintaining where it is right now.
It looks good.
I like it. I saw a guy, I was in Jasper, and he had one of the mustaches that had the curl on the side with the gel. about took a picture of it and sent it to you. I was like, that's what you guys
need
to do.
That's too much work.
Yeah.
You got to have maintain. To like, spin it all the time with some grease and stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
I'm going to be honest with you. This mustache is a lot to maintain because I have to keep the rest of my face shaved.
Yeah, this is the most I've shaved in maybe ever.
I mean, if I don't, I'm shaving every 2 to 3 days now. Yeah. And when I had my beard for the last decade and a half, I shaved like once every 10 days.
Yeah, if that for me.
You know? Yeah, if
wow.
that.
Wow.
It's a, and it looks good because everybody has the 5 o'clock beard, you know, whatever. So
this is a game I don't know.
Well,
I can't even grow a mustache.
How fast can you grow a mustache?
6 months.
Mm.
Hold on, 40 years.
Well, I like my mustache.
I gotta shave every
Reagan
day.
Reagan asked me because Piper talked her into letting me shave the mustache, and then Reagan asked me the other day. I've had it for about 2.5 weeks now, and she asked me the other day. She said, "When are you growing your beard back?" And I said, "This is the decade stash." Yes. And she said, "Excuse me?" I said, "Baby, it reminds me I'm closer to my dad than I've ever been, and it feels good. So I'm going to keep it for a while."
I'll tell you when you could grow your beard out. If you go visit Luke in Asheville in the winter, it'd be cold up there. You might have you might need a beard.
You silly.
I am silly. But I'm telling man. You, if I could grow, I'm jealous of guys that can grow beards when you're in a cold climate.
I think Luke can reach Lake Lore up there, too.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
A cool spot.
No, we actually, I mean, driving back yesterday, we drove through Asheville, go right by Lake Lore. I mean, you're burning up 74 past BWF Fiber. Brent Beeson's
one time,
on
yeah, but Brent Beeson, BW Fiberglass,
yeah.
Great guy, wonderful, one of my best friends in life, my YPO, my forum mate, and about 10 years ago, I was in Boone with the family on a Sunday, and we were riding back through, and I said, let's go to Lake Lord, that's where Brent's from. I've never really been through there. Table Rock. Let's go through there. So we had, I had three kids at the time, three girls. And we go and we stay at this hotel on the river, has a little swimming pool and a bar down by the river. It's a motel, door to the outside. Okay.
Okay.
So it was like a basement. So it was two stories. So we were staying in the top story on road level facing the road, and we had spent all day with the kids swimming in the pool and stuff, and we were in the room that night, and the girls were jumping on the bed. I mean, they're like 4 or 5 years old, jumping on the bed, cutting up. I mean, it was like 8 o'clock on a Sunday night, and the door goes bang 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 bang. I'm like, oh, whoa, what's that? And I go answer the door.
It was Brent Beeson.
No, it was this mountain guy that drove a Harley that was really upset because we were making a bunch of racket above his room to the basement level.
Oh.
And he wanted to kick my butt. And I'm like, man, no, do not to me. He said, this is crazy. And he could see the kids. I don't think he cared about the kids. He still wanted to kick my butt.
So you had to de-escalate, huh?
I think he thought I had buckle shoes on, but I was in bed.
You were in bed.
Man,
yeah,
he thought if I wasn't in bed, I'd have buckle shoes
you
on.
You wear buckle shoes to bed?
No. I don't have buckle shoes, period.
I just see Trent with like a kerchief like coming out there with like a full, you know.
It was scary. But I had, you know, we forgot because the
chillaxed.
The basement level, the lower level, walked out to the back of the building, and so we weren't thinking about it. Innocent is torture, not bliss.
No, that's crazy. That's yeah. That's not good.
It was not a good memory. I was very scared.
Hey,
I don't think I slept well that night.
Many months ago, you released the word bussin'. Do you remember telling me? The word
bussin'. Yeah.
Did you know there's a Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial that uses that word now? Have you heard it? I've been meaning to tell you about this.
No.
It's like, and these new chicken wing or chicken nuggets are bussin'.
It's what all the cool kids are saying.
Our,
I mean,
man,
I learned it from my girls.
Is it not cool now that KFC used it?
Now they got other words. Oh, so now they're doing this thing where they do like the A-OK hand sign, you know?
Yeah.
I'm doing it right now. And they try to get you to look. Like, they're like, oh, look.
That's
draw
not
something
new.
On the ground. And they're like, oh, I made you look.
That's
I'm like,
not new.
Reagan told him. She said that was corny when I was a kid.
Yeah, and you're supposed to get punched if you look.
Mean, y'all supposed to have original stuff. What's
nah,
your
dude.
Problem?
You don't know the rules. If you look, you gotta get punched. And if you stick your finger through the hole, you get to punch the person. That's how it was back in the day.
I didn't
TJ?
Know about that. Only thing I'm getting punched for in my family is a punch buggy.
We're getting the wrap
they
it up.
They trade a lot of punch buggies.
That's not the A-OK he's giving us. That's
hey,
the wrap it up.
Thanks for joining us today. Thank you, Luke Nays, for all you're doing and going to do. It's wonderful to have you as part of the Roby family. I can't wait to see the future. Go do the golden rule today. Treat others the way you want to be treated and smile on this Sunday. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.